Welcome to On the Line, a NOAA Fisheries podcast.
In the Southern Ocean around Antarctica, there's this mysterious sound that reverberates underwater all through the winter. Both the military and scientists have been recording what they call the bioduck sound for decades. But for all these years, no one knew who or what was making it. Now an international team of scientists has solved the mystery of the bioduck sound, and the results were published today in the journal Biology Letters. It turns out that Antarctic minke whales were the ones making all the noise, and this discovery has radically changed our view of that species. Over the years, Antarctic minke whales have made news headlines. They're the species hunted and killed by Japanese whalers in the Southern Ocean with the stated goal of scientific research. The new discovery about this same species of whale shows how much we can learn about these animals just by observing them in their environment.
These calls are called the bioduck. It's just a name they were given a long time ago by some submarine captain, which I guess he thought it sounded like a duck.
That's Sophie Van Paris, a marine biologist with NOAA Fisheries and one of the co-authors of the study.
And these are calls that have been recorded throughout all the Antarctic over the past 40 years.
Denise Rich is also a marine biologist with NOAA Fisheries, and she's the lead author of the study.
They heard the sounds, which is a low-frequency pulse of sounds, which is very irregular. It almost sounds mechanical. So if you first hear it, you wouldn't necessarily think it's an animal, but it's very loud and very pervasive. You could hear it in the wintertime across the Southern Ocean.
Here's what the bioduck sound sounds like.
Initially, people thought there was some kind of underwater submarine warfare. They thought it might be some, invading country coming in and using this signal. Then they thought it might be a fish. They thought it might be something oceanographic that was making this noise. So it was hard even to know that they were made by an animal, let alone which animal.
Part of the problem was that no one thought there were minke whales down there in wintertime, since they're known to migrate north to warmer waters before then. But the clue to finally solving the mystery was uncovered by researchers from Duke University who succeeded, for the first time, in attaching suction cup tags to Antarctic minke whales, tagging two of them. For as long as those suction cup tags hang on, the tags record information on the animal's depth, roll, and heading. And they also have microphones attached to record both the sounds the animals hear and the sounds they're making.
You can attach these tags to an animal. They stay on for a couple of hours, and then they can be programmed to release at a certain time, and you can recover the tag and look at the data record.
When Rish received the tag data from the field team, she extracted the sounds made by the whales that were wearing the tags and also by other minke whales nearby. Personally, I was surprised that, until now, no one knew for sure what sounds the Antarctic minke whales were making. But Van Paris explained that minke whales in general produce some very strange and unexpected sounds.
Minkes are unusual because they produce the most bizarre sounds. So here off the east coast of the U.S., they have these pulsed sounds, which are a bizarre type of sound to produce for such a small whale. And then in the Pacific, they produce a sound. This is described as a boing, and literally that's kind of what it sounds like. It's this boinging noise they produce. So something completely different than what they do here in the Western Atlantic. And then you've got the dwarf minke whales who are off the east coast of Australia that produce this Star Wars sound, and it literally does sound like this electronic zip-zang laser. So minke whales produce really unexpected noises, and the bioduck is the same. It's another one of these, just like, why would an animal produce this sound?
Scientists have long used sound to study marine mammals because sound travels really well underwater, and it carries a lot of information. After all, that's why marine mammals use sound themselves. But with new acoustic technologies, scientists are using sound to study marine mammals in new ways. For instance, they now often deploy underwater listening devices that record passing marine mammals, allowing them to identify the animals by their unique call type and estimate their distribution and abundance. Scientists can leave those devices out during the whole Antarctic winter, allowing them to get observations in a time and place that's otherwise completely inaccessible to humans.
In terms of understanding Minke whale biology and just also their abundance, how many of them there are and where they go, this is really important.
Now that scientists know that the bioduct sound is produced by Antarctic Minke whales, they've started to go through the decades of archived recordings to see where and when Minke whales appear. And they've found that, to their surprise, not all Minkes migrate. Many of them overwinter in the Antarctic, deep within the pack ice. We just never knew they were there because, well, very few humans are ever down there in the winter to observe them.
It's just showing how our preconceived ideas of what these animals do is wrong. They don't just do these standard behaviors that we think they do. Frequently we think they do that because that's what we've been able to observe. And from that we've made these assumptions. And they are correct to a certain extent, but they definitely don't tell the whole story. And what acoustics is able to do is to give us a much better view of the whole picture.
Using acoustics to study whales also has the advantage of not injuring or killing the animals that are being studied. Along with other non-lethal techniques, like taking skin samples for DNA analysis, scientists can learn a great deal about these animals without resorting to what they call lethal sampling.
Lethal sampling, what it gives you is it just gives you that animal in that one point in time. The non-lethal samples give you a much more kind of comprehensive view of the ecology of the animal. It tells you about its behavior, it tells you about its seasonal movements, it gives you this long-term kind of more life history view.
We now have a really powerful new tool in our toolbox to study the species using acoustics. We really don't need lethal sampling anymore.
Studying these animals as living creatures within their environment also opens up new avenues of scientific research. For instance, now that scientists know that some Minke whales overwinter in the Antarctic, they can search for them in the historic archive of sound recordings. That will shed light on how the distribution and abundance of Minke whales in the Southern Ocean has changed over the years and offer insights into how climate change is driving changes in the Antarctic ecosystem. As always, you can get more information about this story on our website. That's www.fisheries.noaa.gov/podcasts. There you'll find a link to the research paper online, photos of the Minkes that were tagged for this research, and a link to a NOAA website where you can listen to and download sounds from all kinds of marine mammals and other creatures. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for more stories about ocean life and ocean science. I'm Rich Press, and you're listening to On the Line.
You have been listening to the NOAA Fisheries Podcast, On the Line. Join us next time for a first-hand look at the people and the science behind managing our nation's fisheries. For more information, visit NOAA Fisheries at www.fisheries.noaa.gov. On the Line is a production of the NOAA Fisheries Office of Communications.